Masechet Kelim, Perek Kaf Dalet, Mishnah Yud Zayin. Here we'll talk about types of kupot, boxes that are joined together into a single utensil, and how they could create instances of tum'ah. When two objects are joined together, we look at the main part of the utensil, the main of those two items, and we say that's the main part of it. And the tum'ah is decided by that. If that main part is tameh, then the other parts of the utensil are tameh as well. If that part is tahor, then the other parts are tahor as well. Here we'll talk about it by talking about the main part of a utensil that's created by having two boxes joined together. Mishnah says, Shalosh kupoten. There are three laws that apply to boxes that are joined together. Mehuha shetilaya al habiriya. If a worn-out box was patched onto a sturdy box, a person used a worn-out box to patch up the sturdy box. He's putting one into the other and then gluing the two boxes together. Then in that case, holchin ahad habiriya. We follow the sturdy box. If the sturdy box is tameh, then the worn-out one becomes tameh as well. If the sturdy one is tahor, then the worn-out one becomes tahor as well. Ketana al hagedolah, there's a small box patched onto a large box, but they're both in the same condition. Then, holchin ahara gedolah, we follow the tumah status of the big box. Hayu shavot, holchin ahara pinimit. If they were the same size, the two boxes were the same size, they were the same condition as well, then we say we go after the inner box. Whatever box was inside of it, that is considered to be the more significant box. Rabbi Shimon omer, kaf moznayim shetelaya al shule hameham. Rabbi Shimon says, if we have a pan of a balance scale that was patched by someone onto the bottom of a kettle, so a person took the metal pan of a scale and he attached it to the bottom of a kettle, and the metal pan of the scale was tameh in this case, and the kettle itself, the kettle was tahor. So what do we say in terms of the tum'ah status of the kettle? We say, mibifnim tameh, mibahutz tahor. If you attach the pan to the inside of the kettle becomes tameh like the pan. But if you attach the pan to the outside of the kettle remains tahor. The kettle and pan are equal in size and condition, so we follow the inner object, like we said before. If the tameh pan is put on the inside, then the kettle and the pan are tameh. If the tahor kettle is put on the inside, then the kettle and the pan are tahor. Telaya al sida. But if someone patched a pan onto the side of a kettle, ben mibifnim, ben bimahut tahor, whether the kettle's inner surface or outer surface, doesn't matter. But it doesn't matter where he patched it. We say it's tahor. A pen used to patch the side of a kettle is a smaller type of item. It's smaller than the kettle. So we follow the larger object, the kettle. So we say if the kettle is tahor, then the whole thing is tahor. If the pen is tahor, then everything is tahor as well. And so you're talking about it was on the side.